From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The total number of people who have tested positive for COVID-19 in Utah has risen to 51, 10 of whom are out-of-state visitors, and 41 are residents. Most of those cases are concentrated in Salt Lake and Summit counties. At a media briefing today, Utah public health officials said the state has not seen a significant spike in cases, but they're preparing for a worst-case scenario.
We know that if we do not do social distancing measures, we could anticipate up to 50% of the population testing positive for COVID-19, which would result in a significant number of deaths in people who have severe disease.
Officials say travel to another country is no longer an important criteria for testing. The first confirmed case of coronavirus on the Navajo Nation was reported this afternoon. A 46-year-old man from northern Arizona tested positive for the virus at a hospital in Phoenix. The man was transported to Phoenix from a clinic in Kayenta, which is less than 30 miles from the Utah-Arizona border. In a statement, Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez encouraged Navajo people to stay home to prevent the spread of the virus. The president will provide more information tomorrow at 5 p.m. on the radio station KTNN. Hotels in Moab will be closed to tourists for the next 30 days because of coronavirus. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
The measure applies to all overnight lodging in Grand, Carbon, and Emery counties. That includes RV parks, private campgrounds, and private rentals like Airbnb. The Southeast Utah Health Department announced the news this afternoon. Director Braden Bradford says it's necessary to slow the rate that the virus spreads.
If we do not take action now, our healthcare system will suffer. It is not built to handle the number of people that could potentially hit in a wave.
Those who are currently staying in the counties can finish their stays, but no new visitors can check in after 10 o'clock tonight unless they can prove they have business in the area. In addition to the closures, the health department has issued a travel advisory asking tourists to postpone their trips. Bradford again.
We want to be ready to welcome them with open arms again at some point, but right now we need to serve the residents of our three counties.
Bradford says the health department is also discussing temporary campsite closures with the Bureau of Land Management and the National Park Service. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
People experiencing homelessness are at an increased risk for complications from the coronavirus because their underlying medical conditions often go untreated. And as KUER's Sonia Hudson reports, people in shelters are not being kept 6 feet away from each other.
At the Road Home Men's Shelter in South Salt Lake City, hundreds of guests sleep in bunk beds roughly 4 feet apart, says the organization's executive director, Michelle Flynn.
But one of the options that we are considering is, if needed, we could reduce the number of people in the dorms and set up, for example, cots in some of the common space area to do that spreading out.
For now, homeless shelters are educating the people staying there on prevention, providing cleaning materials, and asking clients if they are experiencing symptoms. Even though social distancing is harder in homeless shelters, Catherine Fife, Salt Lake County's Programs and Partnerships Director, says it's still better than being on the street.
The ability to wash your hands, to have disinfectant, to have the resources that keep you healthy otherwise are really important.
There are no confirmed COVID-19 cases in Salt Lake County shelters, but Fife says if there are, the county has two buildings to give homeless people a place to self-quarantine. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Grocery stores in Utah are implementing special shopping hours for senior citizens. Stores like Dollar General and Smith's will dedicate their first hour after opening to seniors only, who are considered high-risk individuals for contracting coronavirus. The stores will still be staffed, and some are also waiving curbside pickup fees for customers over the age of 60. As government officials began shutting down gathering places in an effort to curb the spread of COVID-19, Mountain West breweries are worried. Matt Leo is executive director of the industry group Montana Brewers Association. He says the closures are good for public health, but not good for business.
It's going to be tight for some of these breweries. I think they'll be able to weather the storm. For others, we're very concerned about their ability to make it through this crisis.
Some breweries will be kept afloat because they sell beer at grocery stores. Some counties in the Mountain West are allowing breweries to keep their tap rooms open, but only to sell beer to go. The closures are leading to immediate layoffs across the industry, though. Many staffers have been directed to file for unemployment. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.